Hello and welcome to The Neighbor Next Door, a podcast about the power and importance of neighboring. I'm Adam Barlow Thompson, one of the hosts of this podcast, and today we are joined by Christopher Swanson, who regular listeners know helps us often with the neighboring tips. But today we're continuing a story that you, if you haven't heard the previous episode, you might want to go back and listen to. It's an episode brought all the way to us from Dublin and about some wonderful neighbors. So Christopher, you want to get us into that, who's with us here?
Yes, totally. So it's good to be back on the front porch here, and appreciate you having me back, Adam. And today I have the pleasure, again, as Adam said, of introducing my sister, Christina. So Christina, would you like to say hello?
Hello.
Yes. And again, Christina is in Ireland. And this is the, again, like Adam said, this is the second part of an episode with Christina. So again, now's the time to tune back into the first one if you don't want any spoilers or if you want to hear the story in order. But I think we're good to just kind of jump right in. Today, Christina brought a special guest with us, which you'll know was kind of teased in the first episode. And so I wanted to see if, Christina, if you would like to introduce who you brought with you today.
Yes, I would love to do that. So I'm here with my wonderful neighbor, Junan, and I think that she's going to be a wonderful presence on the podcast because she's really kind of a master of neighboring. She's just overly kind, has really welcomed me and my flatmates into our new neighborhood. And I think she has a lot of wisdom to share.
Well, Junan, thank you for being with us. I think one of the ways we really like to start with people who join us is to hear about how was neighboring like when you were a kid? When you were young, what was it like? Like, what kind of neighborhood did you grow up in? Did you connect with neighbors as a young person? Like, what was that like for you?
It was very nice. Ireland, as I was explaining to Christine, so is my grandson. The back door was always open. Mine is still open, okay? I was born in County Cork in the south, and everybody in Ireland in those days spoke to each other, some nicer than other times. You know, it depends on the person. I love neighbors. It doesn't matter where they come from. They're people.
And did you know your neighbors when you were a child? Did you?
Yes, I knew my neighbors.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They would talk to you. In Ireland, people used to talk a lot. More with mobile phones, that has kind of died out, which is a pity. That's why it's nice to meet the girls and to get them talking. And they come over here, and I get more neighbors. So we all talk, and it's great fun.
Right, it sounds like it. So Christina told us the story of how you met. And I'm curious to hear your side of that story. What did you think when these young women started walking over to your property? Like, what was that like for you?
That sounds terrible, walking over on my property. They came over to see me. Okay, I was delighted. I call them the neighbors from over the wall because I can shout at them over the wall without walking around, and they can talk to me. But no, I never look at walking across my property. It's my garden. It's all grass and trees. And
but remember when you first met us and you brought us that plant with
Sharon? Oh, yeah.
And then you invited us to your garden.
That's right.
Do you remember that?
Oh, I do. I do. Now, I encourage people to have plants if they can, or to plant trees. Because when the lockdown started, I got Sharon, and we went to a little forest, and we took all the ivy off the trees to help them. And suddenly, Sharon felt great after it.
Aww.
She really did.
Sharon is another neighbor, and her and June Ann spend loads of time together.
And then there's a few more neighbors. Yes. That did it. And it means if you're in lockdown, you can do one tree taking the ivy off. I can do another. There's a few yards between us, but we can chat all the time.
Yeah, so
I just think it's people have to talk to each other. I'm an occupational therapist. I'm a few things.
Mm-hmm.
And I would always, when I was working with the smaller youngsters, I would always encourage them to talk. Always. We had a class where we had a chat. And if the weather was very nice, we'd go outside and scream our heads off and come in again. I had no trouble. They got terrific grades. You know, they weren't nervous, or they weren't, what would you say, all squeezed up. They weren't.
But I think it's cool that you found ways to be social distance and talk with your neighbors over COVID. And you were kind of cleaning up the neighborhood as well.
Oh, we were cleaning up the neighborhood.
It's really
yes.
cool.
Irish people are a bit untidy in capital letters. But they are.
That is funny. Well, and I think something that's so fascinating to me, June Ann, is like you so naturally embody so many of the things that we encourage through our work. Things like welcoming people to your home, making them feel welcomed in the neighborhood. And like for when Christina, the first time you met her, you just so quickly were like, come over to my garden and have a glass of wine. And are those things that just come naturally for you? Is that something that you've kind of practiced intentionally over time?
No, I've never practiced anything. You know, my grandmother, going right back, she always had open house every 4 weeks on a Sunday afternoon. And she always had different people. I lived down in County Cork. It was a big house. And as a little girl, I was so used to meeting people and chatting. And I think it helps a personality. It helps a person. Because if someone greets you and says, hi, come on over, you straight away relax. Now, Christina's in a foreign country. I know we all speak English, but it's a foreign country. Mm-hmm. Our habits would be different to yours.
Right.
Okay. But I don't look at it like that. We are all people. And I don't look on colors, creed, or politics as anything different. People are different. Okay. And if you had two horns, it wouldn't matter. It wouldn't matter. You know what I mean? You'd still be welcome.
Do you know?
Okay. And I try then and get more neighbors.
Yeah.
So that they talk. Because the most loneliest thing is to be in a room or a house by yourself. I don't care whether you're 18 or 80. Okay? The best thing you can have in life is someone you can talk to. I love people.
I'm curious, that love of people, that it is very obvious to me, even through, you know, a Zoom call halfway around the world, your love for people is so obvious. Do you know, like, how did that start in you? Did somebody teach you how to love people that way, or
no. It
just happens?
No, my family was that way inclined. My grandmother was about 6 foot or more, and she traveled. We were lace exporters on her side. So she would travel to Europe a lot. And I got quite used to meeting, as a little girl, different people. And she'd say to me, all people are equal, you know what I mean? And she was much taller than me. And no, but she met them in a nice way.
Yeah.
You know, And I, the girls, the students, they're over in a different country. Yeah. And I don't care who you are, you do get lonely. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, you're just human. And it's nice for someone to say, hello, would you like yes. to come over?
It definitely is. Yeah. It's meant a lot.
Oh yes. Yeah. And just for me, June Ann, too. Like, I just want to thank you for being such a good neighbor to my sister when she's so far away. That makes me feel better.
Come over and see me, do you?
Oh, I do. I do.
And you can come too. Oh,
I would love that.
I've had lots of different people stay here. Mm-hmm. Lots of different
I believe people. That. You're such a welcoming person.
And Junan, it's also amazing to me, you know, you talk about your grandmother giving you these values of how to love people. And now I can already tell you've done that for a ton of people in your life. You're giving that same value. You've passed that on, it sounds like, to your family and now even beyond your family to people like Christina and just neighbors in your community. Thank you for that.
21, I went out to the States. I qualified very young. Now, I didn't know anyone and I had a job. And people were very nice to me. You know, they really were.
Mm. And I bet it meant a lot because you were far from home.
An awful lot. It really did. And I had great fun. Mm. You know, and I just think it's me. Sorry about that.
No. Yeah. Well, yeah. I was wondering, June Ann, like, do you have, I mean, clearly you've mastered, like we said, you've mastered this art of neighboring. And so I would be curious to see, like, we always kind of like to leave this open for our listeners. Do you have specific like advice that you would give people on just simple actions they can take on how to be a better neighbor?
Your neighbor, well, some neighbors you don't get on with. Well, then you just very nicely sidestep around. I don't know. I would encourage everyone to make an effort. Okay. Colored, as I said, creed and politics is not my business. Mm. I mean that. I'm not interested what creed or politics you are. That's mm-hmm. your business. What religion you are is usually what your mommy and daddy were. You have no control over that. I had no control over it. Okay. So, I mean, there'll always be different religions. There'll always be different colors. There'll always be different creeds. And I respect them. Now, I don't want to join them. Do you know what I mean? Be converted or anything. But I admire them. And I would go to their church if they wanted me to, or go to a meeting. If you notice, I never mention names, which I never do. Okay? Mm. Because if you give a talk, by the time it goes around and comes back, it's quite different to what you said.
Yeah, that's
if you
great.
Think about it. So my advice would be, if you can say something nice about someone, don't say anything.
That's good advice. So, and it sounds like, Junian, you are a gardener, like you have, your yard is sort of, from what it sounds like, pretty awesome. And so how does being outside and being in your yard, how does that help you be a good neighbor?
I don't know. It's just me. Uh-huh. The neighbors are all getting plants and we make them ourselves.
Yes. Your dad is kind of the plant doctor of the neighborhood. So if we have questions on our plants, we can come to Junan. And so it's kind of a point of connection. And you definitely use your garden as kind of a place to host.
We had
a garden party there when we first met, just so we didn't have to be inside. And it was a very lovely space to do that. So, and you're very open to having people.
I'm very open because I am lucky. It's a big garden. And I have planted 700 hedges all the way around.
Wow.
Hedge queen keeps friendship green.
Big
hive wall is to me.
Uh-huh.
Okay, now, we have lots of nice animals and birds in this place. I have fox families that I've had, generations. Since the last 50 years.
Wow,
that's amazing.
Now, I have his supper ready for him. And I'll put it out at about 8 o'clock tonight. And himself and the missus and the grown-up teenagers will have supper. Now, that keeps vermin away. And when I'm on holidays, all the neighbors have to feed my foxes. You'd feed them 1 week, you'd feed them another. And you wouldn't say no. Do you know what I mean?
I know exactly what you mean.
Food and everything.
Mm-hmm. It sounds like, Judith, you are able to not only, you offer help to your neighbors, but you actually ask neighbors for help as well a lot.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's what neighbors are for. You don't think I'm going to leave them off the hook, do you? No, they do. And what's her name? The girl that's...
Lottie.
She now has started her own garden.
Mm-hmm. And you're kind of teaching her.
Well, I mix the soil. I get in some different stuff and we mix the soil.
Mm-hmm.
And
very knowledgeable.
Aerate, but no, I'm not really, but just
you
common
are.
Sense, no. we have great fun. There, about 4 years ago, before the COVID came, a few houses near me were sold and a whole lot of new neighbours came. Now, I live on a main road, but well in from the main road. So people don't stop and talk. So I decided I'd have a whole lot of people over. So I wrote a whole little letter to about 20 of them. And I got one or two of my neighbours that know me. And I posted them into their houses. And I welcomed them to the district. And I said, I was having an open evening on Saturday. And if they'd like to come over and meet the rest of the neighbors, they needn't if they don't want to. They can come for 5 minutes and they can go whenever they want to. Well, everyone came, after 7. It was 11:30 before they left.
Oh, wow. It sounded like a fun time.
It was. And they had never met each other now.
Wow.
Met you or anything. And they know each other now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it's made a big difference because 2 or 3 of them have been sick. Mm. It means people can inquire after them. Ring them up, or wave at them, or drop in something.
Yeah.
You see, so what shall I say? We live in a kind of a wheel, and the spokes are all people.
Junan, this has been so fun to hear all of your stories. We've got for sure enough here to last us for a while, and we're excited that you are being such a good neighbor where you are that you're taking care of Christopher's sister for him and his family, that they appreciate that.
Oh, yes.
They mind me. You don't know it. I'm very cute.
And we're just so lucky to have you share your wisdom with us. So thank you for doing that.
I am honored that you asked me to talk.
It's a gift. It really is. So thank you for that.
Yes. And I look so forward to hearing about your future neighboring parties and all these things. Christina gets to share these amazing stories with me. It's a joy to hear.
Parties. They're just get-togethers.
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yes. And if you're in a drive, bring your own sandwich.
Right. Yes.
They're just get-togethers that last till 11:30 at night. That's all.
Exactly.
That's right. And connect all these different neighbors of all different ages who just moved into the neighborhood.
That's beautiful. Awesome. Yeah. So thank you for listening to another episode of The Neighbor Next Door. As always, you can find more information about the Neighboring Movement at neighboringmovement.org. Special thanks to Christopher for scheduling and editing this podcast, for Christina and Junanne, who brought us great wisdom on neighboring all the way from Ireland. And until next time, happy neighboring.
Happy neighboring.
Happy neighboring. Thank you.